بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete easy deed to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the last kitab, Quran al-Kareem, to adhere to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last Nabi of Allah, the last Rasul of Allah, bring to us the last Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we start a new discussion concerning Surah Kaf. Inshallah, you beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand it and derive lessons from it and practice upon Shariat of Islam. Respected elders, generally on the day of Jummah, we Muslims recite Surah Kaf. In the kitabs of Tafsir and Ahadith, there are many virtues recorded concerning Surah Kaf. What I intend doing is that first of all to mention the virtues of Surah Kaf, and time permitting to start discussing what we call the Shan and Nuzul, the circumstances of revelation concerning Surah Kaf. And as the weeks go by, we will discuss in detail the main features and lessons of Surah Kaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Surah Kaf is a Makki surah, having 110 ayats and 12 rukus. When we say Surah Kaf is Makki surah, we mean the preferred opinion when defining what is Makki surah, what is Madani surah. That's a lengthy discussion. There you have a discussion how to define what is a Makki surah, how to define what is a Madani surah, how you recognize that this surah is Makki, how you recognize this surah is Madani, and how you recognize this ayat is Makki, how you recognize that ayat is Madani. So that is lengthy discussion. However, those ayats which were revealed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam before Hijrat, we classify as Makki. And those ayats which were revealed after Hijrat, we classify as Badani, although it could have been revealed like in Surah Maida, where the ayat of Takmeel of Deen came, when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was making Hajj and was seated on his camel Kaswa. Although came in Arafat, but classified Madani because after Hijrah. Respected elders, concerning the virtues of Surah Kaf, we will divide it into memorizing, reading, and repetition. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala who reports, hadith is in Tirmidhi Nisa'i Ibn Majah, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, whosoever learns and reads the first 10 ayats of Surah Kaf will be saved from the fitna, from the trial, tribulations, discourse, and testing of Dajjal. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, whosoever learns, reads, in some hadiths, learns or reads the last 10 ayats of Surah Kaf will be saved from the trial, tribulation, discord, testing of Dajjal. One hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, the person who reads Surah Kaf on the day of Jummah. Day of Jummah, remember that in Islam, the night comes before the day. When the sun sets on Thursday, that means, technically speaking, the Maghrib of Thursday is Friday, is Yomul Jummah. So from that time till the sunset of Friday, as in English day. So you could read Surah Kaf on Thursday night, English Thursday night. It is actually Friday according to Islam. Or you could read it in the day, or you could read it any time of the day of Friday, provided you do it before the sunset of Friday day as in English. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, the person who recites Surah Kaf, then in one hadith, for the next 8 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from sins, inshallah, from major sins. In one hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, the person who recites Surah Kaf on a Friday, on Jummah, Yomul Jummah, then from that day of Jummah till the next day of Jummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. Another hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from misfortune. Another hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from calamities. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that a person who repeatedly reads the first 3 ayats of Surah Kaf, will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal. Another hadith, a person who reads the first 10 ayats of Surah Kaf and the last 10 ayats of Surah Kaf, and if during that week Dajjal appears, that person will be safe and secure from the fitna of Dajjal. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the person who recites Surah Kaf the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayats, then from head to toe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a celestial light, a nur, which will become apparent for him on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the person who recites Surah Kaf, that means the complete Surah Kaf, then for him there is a celestial light which will become apparent for that person from head to sky on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Sahal bin Maaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that a person who recites Surah Kaf on the day of Jummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects that person's property. In Bukhari it is recorded by Hazrat Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he narrates to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a person who was reading Surah Kaf, and this person near him was his horse, his conveyance tied. As this person was reading Surah Kaf, a cloud covered him, and as he kept on reciting Surah Kaf, the cloud came lower and lower, nearer and nearer to that person, to such an extent that that horse began to jump out of fear. When it was reported to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that that was the sakina, that was the peace and tranquility due to the recitation of Quran al-Kareem. It is written in Ruhul Mani, reporting from Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Surah Kaf, when it was revealed in its entirety. The whole of Surah Kaf meaning came one time down to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought down by 70,000 malaika, accompanied Surah Kaf on its revelation upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, Surah Kaf basically is for the protection from the trials and tribulation of Dajjal. Question arises that in the whole of Surah Kaf, nothing is mentioned of Dajjal. Where is this link of Surah Kaf with Dajjal? Because whatever I have been stating to you records protection from the calamities, misfortune and the testing as going to be deployed by Dajjal. The person, one-eyed Jew person who is going to be anti-Muslim, anti-Islam. Generally, people translate Dajjal as anti-Christ. This is not a correct translation. Dajjal is going to be anti-Islam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, yes, he's going to come down, and one of his main functions is going to kill Dajjal. respected elders, the link between Surah Kaf and Dajjal in our minds goes as follows. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated of the signs of the hour, the signs when judgment is going to take place, or the signs when Mahdi is going to come. Hazrat Mahdi is an individual, a separate individual. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is a separate individual. The Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam are not one and the same thing. They are two separate great personalities. Amongst the signs of Mahdi coming, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, there will come a time that people, the men will sleep with men and the women will sleep with women. I think that is happening already in our country, because yeah, there is freedom of everything. Men want to get married to men and women want to get married to women. Then there will be giving of false evidence, false testimony, and there will be raining of stones from the sky. Also Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that women will be on the saddles, women will be riding the saddles. At this point is very worrying, because in the hadith it is stated clearly that women will be riding the saddles. In those days, in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the woman did not control the animal. They were placed on the animal, and they had what we call a hawdaj, translated in English hawda. Simplified, they had a carriage, a wooden structure which they placed on the camel, and when the camel sat down, then that carriage, that wooden structure, was removed and the ladies got into the carriage, and the ladies were in parda, the ladies were in hijab, and they got into this carriage, into this wooden structure. Then the attendants picked up this and placed it onto the camel, and then they made the camel stand up and move. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 1400 years ago stated one of the signs of the hour is that the woman will be in the saddles, riding the saddles. Respected elders, you can see around us what is happening. Another thing Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that human beings will be transformed, transfigurated into animals. In the latest Turkey earthquake, when the divers went down, then they have reported they have seen these people, these military officers, transformed into animals. About the raining of the stones, I have not heard at the moment. This hadith here which I am quoting to you is coming in Haytami's Majma'ul Zawaid, and a more detailed hadith is by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Tabrani. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also stated that the sign of the hour is when women participate in businesses alongside with their husbands, meaning active participation of the woman in the businesses. I think it is happening these days. Respected elders, understand something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a role for man And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a role for female. And when we try to interchange this or alter this, then we must get ready for the results which the kuffar are experiencing and suffering, then we also must get ready for this. And it is no act of piety to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave the woman folk in the shop. And it is no act of piety or righteousness to go out for spiritual reformation in the khanqa and leave the woman folk to run the affairs of the business. And it is no noble activity to go out for collection of a masjid and leave the woman folk to run the affairs of the shop and the business. Islam desires that we protect the woman folk's honor, chastity and dignity at all times. Remember, the role of Muslim woman has not been properly understood by us in South Africa, because we want our woman folk to become so-called modern. That is why we are getting so many social difficulties around us. Any scheme, any idea, anything to do with the woman, whether it be their work, their employment, their education, their field of activity, the arena of work, anything, if we do not place the laws of hijab first, the laws of hijab first, and then determine the role of woman, then I have not understood the masala of woman properly. Because hijab for woman is farz, is obligatory. And every other thing concerning the woman is nafil. So these are the signs that will bring Mahdi. And about Mahdi, remember, there are too many rumors going around. According to some scholars in England, they say that Mahdi will come, and they say the information is based on Kashf, inspiration. And as you know, that the dream, the action, and the statement, and the Kashf, and the ilham of a pious person, a righteous person, is no proof in Sharia. So they say that when the black cheetah dies, then Mahdi will come. And the black cheetah means Fahd, when King Fahd, because Fahd in Arabic means cheetah. Now this is all not based upon any reality. Some others say, no, Mahdi will come in the year 2003 or 4. That is also, respected elders, zanniyat, conjecture. Nothing on concrete information. Otherwise, what will happen to Muslims will become complacent and lackadaisical. We will sit down and say, yes, the whole world is stamping on us and tramping us. Let us sit down and wait for Mahdi. A Muslim is not like that. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that if you are sowing a seed and you hear that the trumpet is going to be blown, you carry on sowing your seed. So the effort for deen, the struggle for deen, the sacrifice for deen, the upliftment of the deen of Allah must carry on. We must not say that I must wait for Mahdi. Then also there are some who say that, oh, the elders of this Jamaat have seen Mahdi, or the elders of that Jamaat have dreamt that Mahdi is born. Or the elders of that Jamaat, they say, oh, we saw Mahdi in Medina. Or the elders of that Jamaat say, we saw Mahdi in Makkah. All this, respected elders, is not proof in Sharia. There is one interesting hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the whole world was opened up for him, and he saw where Islam is going to be spread. And he saw Islam spread in the two treasures, the red treasure and the white treasure. Mullah Ali Qari Mirkat says that this can mean that the treasures of gold and silver will come in the hands of the Muslims. He also says that raid could be referring to Sham, Syria, and white could be referring to Persia. Nowadays the ulama are saying something else. The ulama of the Haram are saying that this hadith here could refer to the Red House and the White House, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking of the two treasures. Because if it could refer to Syria and Persia, it could also refer to the Red House and the White House. Respected elders, time has passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand these and practice these. When we have Mahdi coming, then Mahdi will come, after him will come Isa alayhi salam. In between Mahdi and Isa, Dajjal will come. After Dajjal will come Yajuj Majuj, which Yajuj Majuj Surah Kaf speaks about. So when we read Surah Kaf, we are actually protecting ourselves from now to the time of Yajuj Majuj, meaning we are protecting ourselves from the entire period, the period before Yajuj Majuj, that is the period of Dajjal, and the period with the signs that are coming here, which we see apparently openly around us. We are protecting ourselves from these things. So the link is that we should, when we read it, we are protecting ourselves from that which is very far away. And when you protect yourself from that which is far away, that means all those things that are linked to that which is far away, you are also protecting yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, in the Quran Kareem, لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى, that don't go near salat when you are in the state of intoxicant, meaning that don't go near it. Anything that leads towards intoxicants, you must not go near it. And adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, drugs, gambling, womanizing, all these things, all the evils, that the solution is that we should not go near it. We should not go close to it. And the causes that lead towards all these evils that I have mentioned, we must eliminate it. If a person wants to leave smoking or drugs or anything, then all the causes, he must sit down and list them. And one by one, he must take out all the causes. And when he removes the causes, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the ability to free himself from the evils. And here, the rider that I would like to put is, especially the dignity, honor, chastity of women is of utmost importance in Islam. And those things that cause the dignity, honor, and chastity of the woman in Islam to be destroyed, ruined, and spoiled in any way, those causes have to be addressed and will have to be suppressed and have to be removed from society, no matter how glorious or glittering the results may seem to us in the secular world. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to understand and practice these. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.